Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Cosmic Circus Review. My name is Vin. With me, as always, is John.
Hello.
Today, we are talking about the new Wolfman movie and the career trajectory of Lee Whannell. Now, before we get into it, please remember to like, subscribe, and follow. We've been getting lots of attention for our videos on Flow and Sundance, and we're so excited because our Sundance coverage is going to take off, I think, next week, right, John?
Begins on Thursday, yeah, but it depends on what I get and what I don't get because I'm not in person.
But I'm really excited for it. So, guys, stay tuned for Sundance coming up soon. Now, today we're going to be talking about the filmography of Lee Whannell, mainly his the three directorial movies he's done, which is Upgrade 2018, Invisible Man 2020, and The New Wolfman 2025. John, what do you know about this guy?
I know that I think he wrote Saw, like the first one.
That's right. His career started as the writer on Saw, all the way from Saw 1
I
with James
think he
Wan.
also starred in Saw. He was like one of the guys in the chamber.
I don't know. I know he's done some acting, but I didn't look
I
into it.
think he was opposite Cary Elwes in the bathroom
Okay.
dungeon. But when they wake up in the bathtub.
Okay. I know he was also the writer on Insidious. So he wrote the Saw movies, he wrote Insidious, and then as James Wan was like taking off with his career with Aquaman and stuff, then Lee Whannell was like, I'm gonna go direct my own things too. And
Well,
that's how.
he went to Blumhouse, which is a very friendly place to do horror, so.
Yeah. And that's how we got Upgrade. Now, John, let me say the credits real quick. So, Upgrade 2018, written and directed by Lee Whannell, starring Logan Marshall Green, cinematography by Stefan Duccio, editing by Andy Caney. And these guys also did the cinematography and editing for his other two movies. So, he's been working with the same team. Upgrade music by Jed Palmer, budget $3 million, box office $17 million. What did you think about this movie? You saw it in theaters, right?
Auto Beaters, six good God, 6 years ago.
Seven. Seven.
Even worse. I adore Upgrade. I love
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It is. It's been years, so I don't know how fresh in my head it is, but what I do recall is it's really violent, but like in a very entertaining way.
It's super fun. Yeah.
It's stylized. I love the camera work in it.
Amazing.
There's a fight sequence, and he does a little bit of it in The Invisible Man too. But there's like a fight sequence in a house between him and somebody else, and it's like the camera is like fixed, and it's like whoa, like so cool. It's got a character that's got a physical disability. There's an element of body horror in it. I dig that movie so much. I
Yeah.
love it. I love it.
I
I
just
love it.
I from 2018 I saw the trailer and I was like, that trailer looks awesome. The movie probably sucks. And everyone told me, dude, the movie's the real deal. And I never got around to it
It
for some reason.
rocks. It
Yeah.
absolutely rocks.
And today I finally just watched it for the first time. Amazing. I loved it. And I don't understand how you go from such a phenomenal debut breakout film.
We'll get there.
But I'm just like out of the gate, that movie is just like on all cylinders. It's well written. There's a great twist at the end. Like you think you know what's going on, and then the end, I
It is
come.
tragic, and it's very tragic. And
There.
honestly, we'll get there, but there are some parallels to the new one and to the new film that he's got that I'll kind of touch on.
Yeah,
But I,
that's why I wanted to talk about all three of these movies together because it's one vision.
yeah, I dig Upgrade, and when I heard he was gonna do The Invisible Man, I was like, yes, like this is
Yeah.
gonna, I just want to clarify up front, no matter what we say coming up, I think he's a great filmmaker, and I think he's one of the best
All right.
working right now. I do. I promise nothing I say will take away from that. Anyway.
Look, hold on. So, okay, I just want to say, I think it's well
Okay.
written. There's a great twist at the end. It's some in some ways the writing's a little bit simple and two dimensional, but in like a John Wick kind of way. Like
I
it's
don't
fine.
think it's simple. I think the first one is pretty complex, and I actually think like even The Invisible Man is very complex, more than
Okay.
people know. Like they're both very dense films that kind of touch on a lot of themes. Like there's a lot of human things in there that.
But like Upgrade is it the basic premise, it's something like John Wick or even like The Crow, if we go back to the 90s Crow. Right. It's the same kind of idea. Like you understand what I'm saying,
Well,
right?
he's fascinated with people that are losing themselves.
Okay.
Like, that's
Okay.
a common theme throughout his, like, filmography. Like, he has a deep-seated, like, fascination with people that are losing grip with reality. You see that with Upgrade, you see that with The Invisible Man, and you very much see with the new one. Like, there's definitely a lot of similar thematic elements throughout all three films, and I think, like, Upgrade is the strongest example of it, where, like, you don't know how bad he's losing grip until the end.
Yeah, sure.
And yeah, and it's all the more tragic.
And I really like how we'll get into it, but I really like how the new movie plays with that as well.
Yeah,
His
I
version
do
of
too.
reality versus Upgrade. I do want to mention not just the writing though, because I like you said, the cinematography is amazing with the camera things, and I think that the premise of it's so cool. The visualization of the world, like the visual effects and things like that, how fully realized it is in some ways, how even it feels like our modern world. Like they have these like these super trucks. They're basically the cyber trucks that Elon Musk is releasing right now. But it's like this movie Upgrade had them 6 years ago. It looks almost identical,
It
and so
does.
I like that it's science fiction, but it feels so like our real world.
Well, and it's a little bit cyberpunkish too. Like there's
Absolutely.
it's a little bit of cyberpunk in there too, which I kind of dig. I really, really want to talk about The Invisible Man.
Let's
I want to
transition
talk
to that.
about it
Sure.
some because then I know that you said that you kind of. That you love the first half. So before we
Yeah.
get to the negatives on your end, I want to say this wasn't my top 10 of that year.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I love The Invisible Man. I think it's a brilliant movie. I really do. From beginning to end, I think I think there's like it's not perfect. I can name one scene that I love and hate all at the same time, but. The Invisible Man, I think, is a brilliant, does like I don't know, allegory or theme, whatever you want to say. I think it's a great way of taking something that has been overdone. Like, The Invisible Man, it's been overdone like, by everyone. And then using it and creating a character out of it as a means of communicating the ideas of how. Gaslighting and all that works. Gaslighting and abuse. Like, it is so brilliant in that way how he's just forcing her into a reality throughout the whole film that he wants her to believe. He wants her to think she's
Nasty. It's
crazy.
really nasty.
It is such a nasty movie, but it's
Yeah.
so good. It's so good. I remember being in the theater and the scene doesn't make sense. But I still adore it. Where she's at the dinner table trying to get help from a
Oh my
friend,
God. Oh my God. Yeah.
and it's in public where you're supposed to feel safe. You're
Yeah.
supposed to feel safe, and that knife comes out of midair and cuts her friend's neck. Now, if you think about it too much, shouldn't there have been a
Sure.
camera? A
Sure. Yeah.
camera or somebody should have saw.
Yeah.
On camera, that like a knife floated in midair and cut a person. But still, I love the danger of that scene, how it just comes out of nowhere. My audience screamed.
Oh wow.
Like,
I'm jealous because I really wanted to see this in theaters. I was about to go see it in theaters, and then something came up with my friend, like we had to reschedule, and then COVID hits that week.
was right on the edge of
Yes.
COVID, right on the game. This was the last movie I watched before COVID happened.
Yeah,
And
I was about to go see it in theaters, and my friend's like, "Hey man, what are we gonna go see?" I'm like, "Let's go see this Invisible Man movie." And then we delayed it by like one day, and then COVID hit, and the whole world shut down.
oh man, but yeah, I adore this movie. I adore The Invisible Man. I think it's kind of a like it's not better than Upgrade, but I don't think it needed to be. But I think it shows what he can do with more if he had it. What were your complaints about it?
First, I want to mention really quick some of the credits for Invisible Man. Give me one
Yeah,
second.
go for it. Go
Okay,
for it.
Invisible Man 2020, directed and written by Lee Whannell, again, based on the Invisible Man novel and the 1933 movie. This one starring Elizabeth Moss. Cinematography again, Stefan Duccio, edited by Andy Caney. Same team from Upgrade, same team who did Wolfman also. This time, music by Benjamin Wallfisch. And I remember I really liked the music in this also. A little bit longer, 124 minutes. Budget, 7 million. Box office, $145 million.
Yeah, I
So
made a lot.
even with COVID, it still did pretty well, right?
Why? Because they had a month to get all that money before everything just went crazy.
I'm looking. I just pulled up my notes from 2020. Let me read you this little paragraph I wrote. Just from
Okay.
the opening, I was impressed by the production design of the mansion. Spacious yet oppressive. Elizabeth Moss's fantastic acting is so sharp from her first frame. Even while we can see how visibly terrified she is, we can also see how carefully she's planned everything. I could feel the history of abuse through the filmmaking interacting without a single bit of exposition given. That opening shot, do you remember when she's like trying to run out of the house? Great. Like right now,
It's
vividly,
scary.
it came
It's
back to me. Yeah.
scary.
Whew.
Yeah, it is. It's haunting. I love how you don't even really see the guy through the first half of it, really, at all. And like, it just did it. Man, it's great. It's such a great film. It's not perfect, but like, it was a must watch, and I love that film.
There's so much tension and suspense, and the
Yeah.
first half, like you don't even know if it's all in her head or not. And if I remember, I think they also did some cool camera stuff with it.
They
Is that right?
did.
Do you remember that?
There's a
Yeah.
sequence
And the kitchen, right?
in the kitchen where they do that, where she falls and like grabs her and throws her or something. Like, it's so good. It's such a good film.
I haven't seen this since it came out 5 years ago, and like it's still some of these sequences are still vivid in my mind.
Yeah, me too. Same here.
Yeah, I really, especially that first half when you don't even know if the guy's real or not, or if it's all in her head. I loved
But like that's why I
that.
think it's a brilliant conversation on gaslighting and abuse. Yeah, because like that's what an abusive relationship can feel like. Am I crazy? Am I not? Am I like it? Like, and is he making me feel like that? Like,
What a revolutionary way to interpret the Invisible Man. An
yeah.
incredible way to reinterpret that.
So thematically, it's brilliant, and I think like there are commonalities with like Hollow Man. But I think it was like this movie took what I think Hollow Man wanted to do and did it 40 times better than Hollow Man.
Sure. I
And
haven't
he.
seen Hollow Man, but I guess I should. Maybe
No.
not.
No, you're good. I think you're all right. I think you're all right.
Yeah, but I remember with Invisible Man, I absolutely loved the first half, and for me, I felt the logic kind of broke apart in the second half a little bit, which
Which
how
part? Which part?
I don't remember specifically. I have it
Okay, so.
I have it in my notes, so we can get into it a bit later. But
Yeah.
it's kind of just like logic questions, like doesn't wouldn't this think this or what about this? And like you're saying about the security camera, like those kind of questions, I
Yeah,
guess.
like that, like if you think about it too much, like man, somebody would at least want to check that, you know? But at the
Oh, but I
same
remember
time, but
there was an
sorry.
amazing sequence in the there's like a mental hospital and he's like breaking out of it. Do you remember this? And he's
I
like attacking the
do
people in the
remember.
hospital while he's invisible or something like that.
Well, I think at that point he didn't care. I think it
Yeah,
was
but
just
that
like,
was really cool.
yeah, at that point he did not care, which like you like because he wanted to be around her. But yeah, it was good. It was so good. Should we move on?
Yes. Now to the moment you've been waiting for.
Want
The attraction of the evening, Wolfman, 2025,
to break out a bit? Yeah.
directed and written by Lee Whannell, also written with his wife Corbett Tuck, starring Christopher Abbott. Cinematography again, Stefan Duccio, edited by Andy Caney. Music again by Benjamin Wallfisch. I loved the music in this movie. Again, Blumhouse. Running time 103, so shorter. Budget 25 million, which is a huge budget compared to the other two.
I gotta tell you, and I did not know that, and that makes me wow.
I knew this. I will talk about it.
Yeah,
So,
thanks a
Upgrade,
lot.
let me just say one more time. Upgrade budget 3 million. Invisible Man budget 7 million. Wolfman budget 25
I
million.
have so many questions. So many questions.
And as of now, box office is 4.5. Keep in mind, the movie just came out, but I just think it's funny. 4.5. John, tell me about
Oh, it's
Wolfman.
only Friday. It's only Friday. It might do pretty well. And honestly, like, it won't make its money back. I think it will.
Tell me
But,
about it.
okay, like I said before, let me be upfront. I love Lee Manuel. I think he's a very talented filmmaker. I don't even think, honestly, I don't even think this is a terrible movie by any means. I've definitely watched worse horror films than this. I think it is like, you know, everybody's entitled to one. I think every filmmaker's entitled to one of these. And what I mean is, like, come on now, come on now, come on. Something went wrong here, and I'm going to address one part of it as an example. And I think something went wrong while filming because there's one area of the movie that kind of shows it, and I feel like some subplot, some part of it got cut out.
Okay.
And I'll show you, like, there's a point at the beginning where the dad and the son are hunting, and that creature is hunting them, and then randomly there's a dog call and it calls the animal away.
Okay.
And I remember thinking, well, that's interesting that something's calling it. And then the movie never addresses it. It never addresses what called it at all. This feels like an incomplete film. It's
Definitely,
very short,
definitely.
feels incomplete. It does what we've already seen before, like thematically from a lot of werewolf stories, where, oh, my dad was a distant father who was aggressive, and therefore I am a son who's a distant father and aggressive. And it kind of uses the werewolf mythology to communicate the ideas of that, like almost every werewolf movie you can name out there. I've seen that in at least 4 or 5 movies in the past, like, 15 years.
It's not really original. I just wanted to check. This was not impacted by the strikes. This was
I
not.
don't, if it were, it shows.
But it wasn't, because I'm looking at this. Well, as you know, I think we maybe we should mention. So first, Lee Wei Now, I think originally we had talked about a werewolf movie. And then Ryan Gosling was going to do it. He had his own version with Derek Chanfrance. I don't know how to say his last name. From Blue Valentine and Place Beyond the Pines. And they were going to do their own version, kind of inspired by Nightcrawler. No,
And the whole time I'm looking at this movie and I'm like, where is that movie
no, no,
at?
no. That's a different script. That's a whole
Oh.
different movie. Then when Ryan Gosling left, that whole version left. And then Lee Whannell came back with his original script that he did before Ryan Gosling. So this is not the Gosling movie at all. That Gosling movie's away in a vault somewhere.
Oh man,
Yeah.
that's tragic. Because you know what's crazy about it is if you look at the producer's credits, guess who produced? Ryan Gosling.
I mean, you know how Hollywood is. It's probably like a
I'm just
legacy,
saying, and I'm like, why would you just not produce the script you made? Like,
You know how it is with producer credits. Yeah.
yeah, it's very confusing, but the thing is, the body horror in this film is brilliant. I think that is the only part of this movie that works is the way that it communicates somebody turning into an animal against their will and becoming something that doesn't understand humans.
Have you seen An American Werewolf in London?
It's been a long time. It's been a long
That
time.
movie, I think that movie is still like the high mark, the goal for werewolf transformations. Like
Yeah, it is the best one.
this movie tried to do some cool stuff with it. I like how the whole duration of the movie basically is the slow transformation, but
It's slow and it's a little too slow.
yeah, and it doesn't know what it's doing. Like once he starts becoming the werewolf, it doesn't know where to go after that. And the movie kind of just loses itself. The casting of the guy, I thought it was kind of funny. He looks kind of like a sad puppy. And I was like, I see what they were thinking with the casting of him. But then when he turns into the werewolf, you don't even recognize the guy at all. Like looking at his face, I saw, oh, I can imagine a little bit of like werewolf makeup on him. Like, okay, turn him into a werewolf. I can see it practically. But then he transforms and he looks like Doomsday or something. He doesn't look
Well,
recognizable.
do you watch Jeremy Johns at all ever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I almost don't want to much hear laughing because he called it Ron Perlman. He had radiation sickness.
No, but seriously, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it
I
looks.
don't know. I don't understand what they were thinking with this design.
Honestly, I don't. I think that's the least of the movie's problems
But
is
it
the
is
way.
a problem. The titular Wolfman is not really a Wolfman.
It is what I think it is a wolf man. I think the problem is,
He's like a cannibal. That's
well,
it.
no, it looks like they're trying to make it into a condition.
Yeah.
They were asking themselves if you were to ground this condition in reality, what would it look like? And I think that's what they were trying to do. I didn't need that like iconic hairy face or anything like that.
I did, and it's important to me.
Yeah, I didn't need that, at least for what they were trying to do. I think the movie has much bigger problems than this. Like, the pacing is not great. The pacing is
Terrible.
not great. It feels like there's a different version of this movie that got cut.
I felt there was a different version of this movie that just didn't get made. To
Yeah,
me, it
that's
felt
how
like
I
two
felt.
thirds. It feels like two thirds of a movie, and then they're like, "Oh, we ran out of tape. We have to
And then
wrap it
it's
up
over.
somehow."
And then it's
Yeah.
over. Like, even the way it began, it felt like it was setting up a payoff. Like, you remember, like, in that same treehouse scene, you see the breath in front, and then randomly, like, you look in the back, and you see the breath come up in the back.
Yes.
And I thought they were going to pay that off at the end of it, but they didn't. And I was like, well, what was the point of that?
No.
What was the point of that?
And the ending is so like anticlimactic. Like when the movie ends and they're walking out of the forest and they see like it's so dramatic on their face. They're like looking. I'm like, what are they looking at? What are they looking at? And it turns and it's like some like valley. And I'm like, what is the significance of this?
Well, if you remember, he said something to the effect of that if you look at, like, Ethan, his dad used to take him to a place, and when you look down in the valley, and he knew that everything was going to be okay.
Yeah,
Well,
I don't know. It didn't hit me. Yeah.
that was what it was supposed to communicate there. Again, I understood all that. I think it just feels like there's an entire version of this film that just got excised. And what they gave instead is a rushed story that still has some good ideas, but for the most part, it's void of any significance besides that, oh, isn't it sad that this man is becoming a werewolf? And I do think, like, the moments he is changing got great sound design. Great character work. I do think it does communicate effectively what becoming distant from someone you love would feel like, which is the whole point of the film, is that he's becoming an emotionally distant father like his own father. But the thing is, I don't think it's enough to carry the whole film. I just don't think it is.
I was interested to talk about this because there's so many things I really like. Like, shocking to say, there's a lot of things I really liked about it. It feels like a Sony Spider like Venom movie, but somehow there's still a lot of things I like. I want to say the sound design I thought was really good in the theater. I could there was like surround sound. I don't know if you had that too. There, like
I
when they're in the
did, yeah.
forest, there's like stuff like behind you and around you, and that was amazing, I thought.
The spider scene is brilliant. That's a
Yeah.
brilliant scene.
Wow. Yeah,
It's a
so the sound design was really
brilliant
good. I thought
scene.
I thought the score, the music, I thought was really, really good. There's the wolf vision scene, and honestly, I thought the concept was really cool with those. And I think it would. The CGI is kind of iffy, but I thought it looked good. This is where I talk about the budget, though, because when I'm watching that, I'm like, this whole movie feels very low budget until you get to like a scene like that, and I'm like, this is a lot of CGI, and they didn't know exactly what they were doing with this. So that's why I was like, this feels like a movie where he had a lot of money and he didn't know how to spend it, how to spend it well.
Well, I gotta tell you, I don't see the 25 million on the screen. I
Okay,
don't.
that's fine too. That's fine. Because
Yeah, I
Upgrade looks
don't.
way better than this. Upgrade looks phenomenal compared to this.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
Yeah.
Upgrade, to me, Upgrade feels like a more expensive film than this movie that I watched, like, the other day. I'm like, I feel like I could have, like, made this movie with a bunch of friends. And it's not to take away from what he did. I think he's a great filmmaker. I like Lee Minnell. I think he's a good writer. I think he's a good filmmaker. I don't know what happened. I don't know if there was studio meddling. I don't know if it was just rushed because of the Ryan Gosling thing. It feels like what happened is he turned in a film that did not test well. He got notes back and they said, no, that ain't gonna work. And then they just tried to salvage it the way they could.
It definitely feels like a bad attempt at salvaging.
I don't think it came together very well.
Just about the characters, there. I don't think the characters were super well written. They give them a lot of backstory at the beginning, and none of it like matters at all. But I did like the basic idea that here's the father who has a close connection with his daughter, and they're so close, and the daughter loses the dad, and then the mom who's really struggling with being a mother, now she's the one left with the kid, and I thought it leaves them in a really interesting place. And I would have liked to see a little bit more about the mom's journey and the mom developing and growing closer to the,
And
yeah.
I did not feel any connection from Julia Garner. And I think she's a great actor. I didn't feel like she was married to him.
Well, I think
That
that fits
this.
the character because I think at this at you can see that they used to be close, and now at this point they're kind of just strangers in the same home almost. Like,
Well, can I give you an example? Like I said, there's another critic that brought it up, but he just like munches on his arm, and a normal person would be like, I need to be around my kid because this guy just like tried to eat his arm off, but she just straight up goes downstairs and leaves the kid behind.
That's some of the weird stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, why would a rational mother do that? It's like it's just little choices like that. I just feel like this is a rewritten script for something that he tried to do, and man, it's disappointing. He's a great filmmaker, and like I said, everybody's allowed one. They're allowed one. They could get one of these. This just ain't it. This wasn't it for me.
One more positive, I think. I like the basic idea that there's a werewolf man attacking them. And if you didn't know anything, maybe you think, oh, that's the titular wolf man. But then it's him becoming the wolf man over the movie. That I don't know if that's a twist or not, but I like that that's the idea that there's a kind of a trade-off of who the wolf man is. And then, of course, the father's the wolf man. That's really predictable. I think,
That was so predictable. It was
yeah,
so
so
predictable,
predictable.
man.
But like an upgrade. Upgrade is pretty predictable, but then there's one more twist that you didn't expect at the end. And I was kind of hoping for that here, that there's some other twist at the end, but it didn't happen.
I honestly think what it is, man, I think there's a long section at the beginning that got cut out. Probably more backstory with the father. And I just got a feeling that this movie began around over 2 hours. And just a lot of it got removed. And I would love to like actually see if there's like any conversation surrounding that. If there's another version of this film out there that we don't know about.
But like Invisible Man was over 2 hours. Wolfman is 20 minutes shorter.
Yeah.
So why would if they needed to, why wouldn't they just give it the extra runtime?
Probably because it didn't work when they did testing. Like that's typically how it goes. If the movie that they turn in does not test well, like depending on what kind of film he made, they probably told him like, because it's already kind of drugs already, man. Like they probably like give him notes to like, look, you need to cut it down because this just ain't it. And I don't know.
It's a bummer. No.
It's a bummer, but man, dude, I'm excited for his future still. I think he's good. I think he will come back. He will come back. I'm sure he's got a lot of inspiration left. This just was not the movie for us. So.
But overall, it's kind of concerning because if you look at his trajectory, Upgrade was fantastic. Invisible Man was pretty good. And Wolfman,
See, I see
what's going on here? What's going on?
but the thing is, like, I don't think it's a downgrade. I think, no pun intended, by the way. I don't think it's a downgrade. I think, like I said, the Invisible Man, I thought was excellent. I really thought it was.
But a little bit lower than Upgrade, right?
I don't know if that means that he's just getting worse. I think it's just one might even argue that, Jordan Peele came up with the banger with Get Out. I loved Us, but a lot of people were not as hot about Us. Nope, good movie, but definitely not as good as Us and
Yeah.
that like.
But
I
not a hot mess either.
not a hot mess,
Yeah.
no.
Yeah, he hasn't made a bad movie yet.
But he hasn't made a bad movie, but again, he will. Like Jordan will. He will eventually. They everybody, even Spielberg's got well, what is that one in the airport?
Isn't it called the airport?
The terminal.
The
The
terminal. Yeah,
terminal. Even Spielberg's got the terminal, So I mean everybody's got one. Some people love the terminal, I guess, but everybody's got one.
There's a lot of potential, especially when you go back and you watch Upgrade again. Like, there's a lot of potential, and I think he just needs to figure out what he wants to do and where he wants to go. How do you feel about the Dark Universe in general? Because apparently, it's still a thing they're trying. It's not necessarily connected, but they're still trying to like redo these franchises.
I don't mind it. I mean, it was like, if you're going to do it, I'd rather it be an interesting failure like this
Yeah.
Then like you know, then like give it to Tom Cruise and you know and Russell Crowe and the
Yeah,
writer
whatever that was, yeah.
the writers of Star Trek don't think that needs to be
Yeah.
given to those guys.
Yeah.
But
Like the reinvention that they did in Invisible Man 2020, wow. Like I really love Invisible Man 1933. It's one of my favorites from that era. Invisible Man and Bride of Frankenstein, I love those two. And I love the reinvention that they did. And this Wolfman, I don't know. I think they could have done better. I also want to say another positive. I like how this one is so it's set in nature and in forests. Because if you look at Invisible Man, it's very tech focused. And if you look at also Upgrade, of course, very tech focused, very urban. And this one, he's in a forest, he's in nature, and he's playing with a different environment. So I thought that was cool.
yeah, he is, and like I said, the sound design is great.
Yeah.
What I will tell you is that I thought the cinematography was not as
Yeah,
good
for sure.
as
And that's why I'm shocked that it's the same guy because it stunk.
the biggest what Wolfman had going against it is that it was released right after Nosferatu. And the cinematography in Nosferatu, I know you haven't seen it yet, and like you'll see what I mean. The night sequences are gorgeous.
I bet, yeah.
Like, they are gorgeous. Like, every dark scene in that movie looks pristine. Then there are moments in this movie in the dark, I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
I was like, is that somebody's elbow? Is that like a, oh, no, that's his face.
Yeah.
Okay. You
Yeah.
know, like, I don't know why filmmakers lately have so much issue trying to film a night. I don't understand it. Like, I don't get the problem. But it
I
seems.
guess I get if the idea is they want us to be as confused as the characters are in the dark, but sometimes I think it's incompetence or something.
Well, it just seems like 80% of the film movies I watch lately, like, there's a night scene. I don't know if it's because digital filmmaking has a greater difficulty
That might be part of it, yeah.
with like trying to capture a night scene, but it seems like the majority of scenes that I've seen lately, kind of like this, I don't know what's going on. But so besides everything in the house looks good, but when they go outside of the house, there are just moments where I'm just like I'm unclear what's going on in this film, and then you go to an AMC theater where they may not have a good enough bulb, no projector, and then you're just like, okay, well, I hear noises, so that's neat.
Is this
Now,
a targeted attack on AMC?
I have a major beef with AMC.
All right, Nicole
Yeah.
Kidman. This is why we didn't review Baby Girl. All
Also about a man and a pet.
And unconventional tastes.
Unconventional taste, yeah.
Anyways, thank you guys for watching. If you enjoyed our discussion and if you enjoyed Upgrade and Invisible Man, be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a comment below. And what did you think about these three movies? What do you think about Wolfman in particular? What do you think about whatever Universal is doing? What do you want to see next from Lee Whannell? Let us know in the comments below. And then you can find me on Twitter and Blue Sky Bin Writes Words.
I am John, and you can find me at Twitter and Blue Sky at John Movie Watch.
And be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Blue Sky and on Twitter at MyCosmicCircus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the one you just watched. And I think we have like two articles for Wolfman, right? You did one,
Yeah,
Brian did one.
one for Brian and one for me. Like, mine's more of an opinion piece, but yes, yeah.
Great, great, great. So check those out, guys. Nice reading. And thanks, guys. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.